Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That's Tattoo of a Smudge by the family band Cherry Holmes, which picked up a Grammy nomination earlier this month. It's just the latest in a string of successes and a long way from the group's origins. A little over a decade ago, Jerry and Sandy Cherry Holmes decided to form a bluegrass band with four of their children, Sia, BJ, Skip, and Molly, and not a single professional musician in the bunch. Now Cherry Holmes tours, plays the Grand Ole Opry, and this year they released Cherry Holmes 4, Common Threads. When it's not every day that I don't burst the ground I used to bow down on, and you're finally gone, and it's not with me every day. That's Sia Cherry Holmes singing When It's Not With Me Every Day. The six Cherry Holmes alternate singing lead vocals. Two members of the family, mother Sandy and son Skip, stopped by our studios earlier this year. We thought we'd revisit the conversation. As Sandy Cherry Holmes told us, the band started with a family tragedy.
Back in 1999, we were all pretty much a normal family living in Los Angeles. There were five of the children living at home, and our oldest daughter passed away unexpectedly before her 21st birthday. Her name was Shelley. About 6 weeks later, Jerry and I took the four kids that were living at home to a bluegrass festival. We just wanted to get away from everything, and we had such a wonderful time. It was just so much fun that on the way home, Jerry said, you know, we ought to really do with the young ones now is get them some instruments, and we'll start a family jam, and we'll play this bluegrass music. We didn't have any goals. We didn't care if they could play or they couldn't. We just really felt a need to draw everyone close together and enjoy that experience.
And Sandy, your music has other influences as well. For example, let's listen to a song off your 2005 album, Shelley in the Heather, Linda's Reel. It has more of an Irish feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really love the Celtic music. It is part of our, I think, part of our genes, genealogy too, and that seems to come out of us without us even realizing it.
From LA, and you're in the bluegrass field. Nobody ever questions your credentials?
Yeah, they did. We really had to hide them. We tore the plates off our bus about as fast as we could leave the state because that was the thing. We had the three strikes, LA, women, and
family,
little kids.
Little kids. That was bad for bluegrass?
Oh, well, it was bad for professional. Serious. It was bad for professional bluegrass. Then as we were accepted, that mystique of being from LA became, you're from LA? Well, everyone's from Nashville. You're from LA. So then we had to turn it around, and then we could start admitting, yeah, we're from Los Angeles.
Well, let's go back to the new album, Common Threads. And as we said, you switch off singing the lead vocals on your songs. For example, Sandy, let's listen to you on Changed in a Moment.
I'd taken the wrong road, weighed down by my own heavy load. I had to make a change, had to lay it down. Sitting in a church pew, the word stirs my soul in ways I never knew. I got an invitation. What does it all mean? Oh.
I'm going to go to you, Skip, to ask you whether there's any conflict over who sings lead on what. We're listening to your mom here singing lead, but every single one of you takes a turn at it.
Actually, really, from the get-go of more or less putting together a song, we just start out looking at the material we have. Our predominant songwriters would be Sia and BJ. And Sia, she has a really good talent in writing for a specific person.
Skip, you sing lead on It's Your Love. Was that written by Sia?
No, it was actually written by BJ. I think Sia helped out on some of the chorus work. And at the time, I hadn't had a song for the record that we were putting together. And he said, well, you know what, try this one. I actually had just recently engaged to be married. He also is too, which is where he, the inspiration of the song came out of that, but it is also fitting for myself.
Time has made me realize I need your love just to survive. Without you, I would not
Skip, this is probably a hard question to answer with your mother sitting next to you, but working with the family every day, does it get to be a strain?
I won't lie. There are times when everybody bumps heads, and, you know, if you're going to go out on the road for 2 months with six of your family members, it's not always going to be, you know, cream and cookies. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have yelling fests. It gets to you, but I honestly couldn't think of a better group of people to work with because we know each other. Whether it be musically or just in general, just look at each other and know what the other person's thinking because we know each other so well. And that is why I think it makes it so easy to do this with your family.
Yeah, I see two astounding successes here. A family that gets along so well and really a lot of success in the bluegrass music world. Let's listen to another song here, Weaver of Lies.
There are so many things I have done. Dishonest gain from the skill of my tongue. If you're unwise enough to trust me, then you will be deceived. You never should believe. You'll only be deceived.
Where do you see the family going, evolving with this band? How does it change as your lives change? As you say, you're getting married soon, so is your brother. How's that going to change the Cherry Holmes band?
We just take the same concept that we always have taken ever since the very beginning. For now, you know, we're playing music together, we're enjoying it, we're touching lives, and we're having a lot of fun. We're here for what we're doing.
You know, we started it not unintentionally, and we never knew where it was going to go. Jerry always said, let's take the family on an adventure. We don't know where it'll go. We don't know how long it'll last. And we all feel that way. I think that that's something that we all do agree on as we just take each year. As we take it, make our decisions, and we'll know which way to go when the time comes.
That's Sandy Cherry Holmes. We also spoke with her son, Skip. They stopped by our studios in August. And join us next week for more musical conversations with Roseanne Cash, roots rocker Steve Earle, and J. Geils frontman Peter Wolfe. Back in a minute with a family's sweet tradition, Here and Now.